current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. We occasionally check in with the Lansing State Journal's Things to Do reporter and music columnist Ann Erickson to look at the concert scene here in Michigan. Scott Pohl talks with her about some of September's biggest shows, including with rock icons like Van Halen and AC/DC, along with the first couple of shows on the 10-pound fiddle concert schedule for the coming season.
Ann Erickson, welcome back to Current State.
Thank you so much for having me, as always.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
You too.
Van Halen is on tour again, and it's interesting that before they went out on this tour, there was already some hard feelings being voiced by Eddie Van Halen. He and David Lee Roth have never really gotten along. He says now, he being Eddie Van Halen, says now, he doesn't want to be my friend about David Lee Roth. So it's always interesting to preview a Van Halen concert, wondering if they're going to break up and ever make the show. But they're scheduled to be at the DTE Energy Music Theater, I'll still call it Pine Knob my whole life, on September 4th, Friday, September 4th. Van Halen.
I'm excited about this one. I've never seen them.
Right?
Yeah, and I'm going. So it'll be my first Van Halen experience. But yeah, it's cool because actually Eddie's son, Wolfgang, is on bass and his brother, Alex, is on drums. So it's really a family affair. And then, of course, the fuzzy, warm David Lee Roth, right? So I think it'll be a good show. I've been reading reviews and it seems to be getting good reviews. At first, it was a little shaky on David Lee Roth's vocals, but now it seems like things have shaped up. So,
well, you don't have to be good friends to make good music together, I guess, or hang out with each other off stage. I saw Van Halen in Grand Rapids. It's got to be 5, 6, 7 years ago now. And Diamond Dave no longer does the scissor splits off the top of the speaker bank like he used to. But they sounded great, and I think this will be big fun. Van Halen on the 4th of September. The Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band opening the show, too. Some nice blues music opening the show. That'll be fun. I get up, and nothing gets me down. On Tuesday, the 8th of September, maybe the biggest show for the month coming up in the state of Michigan, if only based on seating capacity, AC/DC will be playing Ford Field in Detroit.
I think that's going to be a great show. And they only have a handful of North American tour dates booked actually for this year. So I'm hearing a lot of buzz from people outside of Michigan who are coming in just for this show.
You know, it's interesting. Over the years, they've toured a lot, of course, and yet I don't remember them playing football stadium-sized arenas before. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see if they can fill Ford Field with fans that night.
Yeah, well, it's rock or bust.
That's right. maybe a little more sedate for the WKAR music audience. We'll be talking about the 10-pound fiddle getting back into the swing of things for the season in September. I know they're going to be really excited about their opening show. They have Grammy winner Barbara Bailey Hutchison opening their schedule this year. That show is going to be at the MSU Community Music School in East Lansing on Friday, the 18th of September.
It's always really exciting when the 10-pound kicks off their season, and they're so dedicated to bringing great folk and Americana right here to Mid-Michigan. 41st season, so congrats to them on that.
Barbara Bailey Hutchison grew up in Detroit and went to Michigan State, so something of a homecoming for her, too.
Go Spartans.
I am a painter, a writer of words. I'm a creator, a maker of music, a part of the whole, a piece of the puzzle. I am a light, I am a love.
Another show on the 10-pound fiddle schedule in September that we want to touch on is on Friday, September 25th, just a week later. They're doing a show with the Reverend Robert B. Jones and Deacon Earl and the Congregation. And this show is special because it's It's a fundraiser for an organization called Rebuild the Churches. It's a fundraising activity that's designed to raise money to help rebuild churches that suffered from fires in the aftermath of the shootings in Charleston in South Carolina earlier this year. This will be raising money to help rebuild some churches in the South.
What a great cause. That'll be a really special show.
The Reverend Robert B. Jones was a Live Music Friday guest on Current State in January. So we're going to hear a little music from Robert B. Jones when he was here earlier this year.
Knives and forks on the table, ain't nothing in a pan. Say anything about it, got trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine light on me. Let the midnight special shine devil love light on me.
Two more shows with one artist that we're going to talk about before the end of September. Slash, who people will remember as the guitarist for Guns N' Roses. He's done some other solo recording projects aside from Guns N' Roses. But he'll be at the Fillmore in Detroit on the 27th and the Intersection in Grand Rapids on the 29th. Talk about Slash.
So yeah, two chances to see him in Michigan. He's out on tour with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, his solo band. And if you're a fan of Alter Bridge like I am, you'll be excited to see Miles singing alongside with Slash. I think it's a really great combo. And they're out in support of their current album, World on Fire, which is a great album.
You know, I am one of those people who liked the guitar in Guns N' Roses. Didn't care for them so much because I'm not a fan of Axl Rose's vocals. And I may be in the minority in feeling that way, but seeing Slash would appeal more to me than seeing Guns N' Roses would.
Yeah, wow. Well, he's obviously a fantastic guitar player, so.
For people who maybe haven't listened a lot to, say, Guns N' Roses or to Slash's solo records, I'm still pretty sure you've heard him play guitar because he does the scorching guitar solo on Michael Jackson's Beat It.
He's so multidimensional that he can play pretty much any genre.
Ann Erickson is the Things to Do reporter and music columnist for the Lansing State Journal. Ann, thank you for coming in. Always good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.